Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show coming to you live from Washington. I'm at Starbucks, 13th and U Streets, Northwest. You know, I'm just here to let you know, guys, know that, we appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in and you know, just ready to listen to some good music. Don't forget, you know, I have Lady Flavor. What's up, Lady Flavor? Sweet Lee. Everyone else who's, who's listening, you know, I appreciate you guys. You know, I appreciate you. So much. You know, today is definitely a good day. It's that the Lord has made, you know, like the white word says, you know, I will rejoice and be glad. You know, I just want to say that this week's topic is how do we deal with stress? How do we deal with stress? Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. Now, I apologize for the technical difficulties. You know, I'm trying to do a live show and everything, get everything hooked up and mic'd and everything so that I can try to give you guys the best sounding quality that, you know, that you guys deserve to have. So feel free to call in 646-595-4311. I'm definitely going to call Lady Flavor. You can call in Lady Flavor in a little bit. Right now, I want you guys to sit back, relax, chill. We'll listen to some good music. And we'll start off with a place like this. This is CC1. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm your host.
Let's go. Welcome to paradise. I know you want a place like this.
Yeah.
You want a place like this.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
That's right.
Rick to CC.
Let's go.
We want a place like this. Do you want to go?
Any time of the year.
All the waterfalls. place like this again.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright. This is the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live from Starbucks, First U Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. You know what? Think about this. This group brought there so many changes as the body of Christ. And not only have the body of Christ, but people on the whole. And the question this week is, how do you deal with stress? Now, mind you, the gas prices are going down a little bit, and we're able to actually get at least 3/4 of a tank, at least in my car. I can at least fill up at least $35 now, as opposed to a little bit over 40. You know, so we save some bucks here and there, but how do you deal with stress? Some people deal with stress by eating. Some people deal with stress by drinking. Some people deal with stress by doing lots of things. So I'm just going to share a little bit with you today. You know, I've been going through a season of change, and things have just been changing all around the world. It's changing. And a slave brother of mine actually told me a couple of days ago, he just said, look in the mirror. Everything you're going through is showing up on the outside. It's manifesting on the outside. So sometimes those of us who sometimes deal with stress, you know, when people gain a lot of weight, you wonder, how come they're going to tell that they're going through something? They're eating like crazy. And I guess it's been a little bit like that for me. So just keep me in prayer. And of course, I'm praying for myself, praying for y'all too, whatever way you deal with stress. But, one of the things told me, you know, gee, won't you work on different coping mechanisms? Of course you pray. But how many know that sometimes you go through something, it's not as easy as just praying. Neither did you're supposed to. But this is going to be we're going to come back to that in a little while, you know. But right now I just want to encourage you guys with a song from Timothy A. Williams. It's entitled Come to the Altar.
Oh, who are weary, won't you come? All heavy laden, won't you come? All who are fearful, won't you come? All oppressed, oh, won't you come? Come and lay all your burdens down. Turn that frown all upside down. Feel the glory coming down. Join with the praises all around. By the blood and made away. Come and lay all your burdens down. Turn that frown all upside down. Feel the glory coming down. Joy with the praises all around.
guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Sympathy A. Williams, Come to the Altar. And I'm calling. I'm actually coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Actually, at a Starbucks location, so I hope you guys can actually hear me. I just want to say a shout out to Lady Flavor, to TAC, to so many people, Mr. Bug, Victory Waters, so many people, Spicy Breed. And I know I'm missing a couple of things, so please just forgive me. But how many people stress? You know, some people deal with stress, they write. They go through stressful situations in their lives. They write. They pick up a pencil and they write. They pick up a pen and they write. Some people actually draw. Some people dance more. Some people exercise more. Some people eat food. Some people don't eat food. And right now I've been feeling kind of like I'm being fooled in so many directions. So fooled into so many different directions. So how do you keep your stress? You know, I've been dealing with it by eating. I've been eating just a little bit more than I need to eat. You know, of course, you know, some people do that. But how many of you know that's like good for our health? It's like good for our health to deal with that. Maybe, how do you deal with stress? You know, maybe like you listen to Scarlett 646-555-4311. Well, just send me a shout out in the chat room. But how do you deal with stress? You know, and so that's the topic of this discussion this week. I'm gonna try to play something that you guys haven't heard. I'm gonna play this. I Gotta Pray. This is Holy One by Sean Hardy. He listens to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'll be back to you. I'm back with you after this story. Hope you guys can hear. I guess you're just having just a little bit of technical difficulty, so just hang on there. I appreciate you guys. Just, I don't know if you hear a lot all this noise. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I love, you know. Can you hear me now? Lady Flavor, you know, I got Lady Flavor in the chat room. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Lady Flavor? Can you hear me? You know, I am coming to you live from Washington. But we're going to do like this. We're going to go to a song by Cancer Jones. This is titled Headache. And I tell you guys, there's nothing like praying for those who hate on us, because God blesses us. This time, God just wants to bless us in the midst of those people who are hating on us so much. But I'm going to probably just try to keep it music today. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me. But here is Headache by Cancer Jones.
I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. I'ma do something good for my hair today. Lord, help me with tomorrow. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, fry my shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today, we gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my God today,
and how we made a way, and how we made my troubles
hey.
This is hater day, and instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher, I'ma give an A today, and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my haters.
I'ma pay my haters bill today.
or even leave him some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
And I'm a homo dog instead of them price today.
Give them the right
away. Cause it's hate today. I'ma pay my haters' way. Maybe hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today. And if they have to walk, give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today. And I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today.
Guys are enjoying that. Can you hear me? Maybe Flavor can you hear me. I know it's a little loud over here. I'm at Starbucks. It's G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. What are you gonna do for this day today, Lady Flavor? If you're out there and if you're in chat, folks, can you hear me, Lady Flavor? Can you hear me? Give me an amen if you can hear me. And I have music in the background. I have live things playing right now. But you know what? I'm going to a new song, and one thing I got to tell you about this show that I like is to, okay, she says, maybe a little better. I like to feature music from upcoming artists as well as established artists. So right now, amen, amen, amen. She's saying amen, y'all. You listen to Hard Love Radio Show. I'm playing a little bit of something, and this song is it's called Body Talk. This is by Ambassador.
Yeah, it's the ambassador here. You know, I think God's given me the grace to address the culture of hip-hop on his behalf. And, I mean, you can't even talk about addressing hip-hop and not address the ladies. Slow up. Let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks,
yo. Now I'm about to build a case like a lawyer. I need grace cause I'ma face heat like a broiler. But I assure ya, I'm for ya. Represent the only God who would die and he's not Sawyer. I slow it down, I'ma walk for ya. You've been going round, letting the round parts of the body talk for ya. Sad state of affair, I'm aware with the rare. Some of y'all are gone and made a career. Nobody is seeking a hottie that's highly indecent. Except when they wanna use a hottie for obvious reasons. Please know, your body be speaking. I'm not talking about the kind of body talk you get from out of Ephesians. I'm talking about the kind you hear on the ad where Sarah's be at. Sit back and max just to stare at your back. I want to help, but it's in the bloodstream of the culture. Some of your queens are so mean I can't seem to approach her.
Don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art, but don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks.
Most women have Karen and jeans. Where's the Karen? You're killing us today the way you're wearing those jeans. A few of us really care for the king. We gotta fight when you're in sight. For other men, stare is no thing.
Well, don't look then.
Well, sis, I wasn't looking, but if I got a nose, can I help smelling the cooking? And I know you can blame it on the weakness of men, but the weakness is made weaker when we see your skin. Don't mean to offend, but somebody needs to contend for sensitivity. Okay, yeah, the reason is sin. I'm not faking, believe me, you're not making it easy, and I'm able to see the plot of Satan for Sheezy. He's got us thinking it's easy to watch the things on the TV to control the souls, which gets inflamed when it sees these women who seem to think their body is free. Save it for your husband or maybe your husband to be.
But don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, yo.
You're probably thinking I'm not any fun. Consider, girl, we're in a world where if you're 12, you look 21. Men teach your son when he's young, but when Slimmy comes, he'll feed the sweet tooth he has for her cinny bun. You know the logic. Girls flaunt it cause they got it. We want a project. Yeah, we wonder could we knock it. Sorry, brothers, I'm unpacking a plan. Sorry, mothers, we love you, but we learned to mat from a man. Relationships we see are quick, a flash in the pan. Marriages that stick a few, like blacks in Japan. Big bottoms have got a lot of been trapped in a trance. The flesh causing lots of interest like cash in advance. If that was your plan, it worked. You're all that, but all that says to us is that you might be faster than a Corvette. Listen, ladies, I implore you to be pure. If not, read Isaiah 3:16 to 3:24. But don't
forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where they display the body art. But don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, don't forget that the body talks. You gotta watch what you say with your body parts. We're in a day where we display the body art. Don't forget about the blaze that the body sparks. The body talks, yo.
Hey, guys, I hope you guys are listening in. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, T. Wright. You know, I just want to send a shout out to Lady Flavor, to the Enchantress, and to Poetic Soul. You know, and I just want to say I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show. If you are just tuning in, that's my actual cut. One of my singles from my CD that's been recently released, entitled All Things Are Possible. You know, you can check it out on at CD Baby, and just go to cdbaby.com/CD/GWrite2. Or just go to CD Baby and type in GWrite, GWRIGHT, and my information will come up, and it's all that good stuff. Also, I want you guys to know that I'll be having there's a lot of things. Now, I'll tell y'all about that. Those things later, you know. But we'll keep things rolling along. But the question for this week's topic is, how do you deal with stress? I think we're all under stress, and I know the whole thing about praying and giving to God, and, you know. But sometimes, you know, going through. Sometimes even your way, just keep it real. Sometimes you don't want to hear that. But the best way to really handle it is to really pray about it, leave it there, and believe and trust that God's going to make things better. You know, sometimes I just had to do some breathing exercise. And I think the movie was called Exhale, Waiting to Exhale. You know, man, we got to exhale just as well. You know, I think we're all under stress around this time. So we're going to keep everything rolling along. You know, if you would like to call in, the number is 646-595-4311. I am from Washington, D.C. originally, but I have been living in Atlanta. But I'm about to relocate back home pretty soon. And one thing I want to tell you guys is, you know, take care of your family. You know, honor your parents are still alive. And, you know, honor them. And God will bless you. You know. But, guys, this is a song, another song from my CD. This is titled Love is a Miracle, featuring Aisley Sunshine. And you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. You feel free to give me a shout out on my instant messenger on Yahoo. That is G Wright Online.
Love we share between us is so
I hope you guys enjoyed that. You've been listening to a little snippet, a couple songs from my upcoming CD that actually is not upcoming any longer. It's actually in the stores. It's almost in the stores, y'all. But you can catch it online at gwriteonline.com. You can catch it from on CD Baby. Just type in gwrite. And feel free to check me out on MySpace at myspace.com/gwritesync. You know, I send a special shout out to those who are listening, Poetic Soul, and they have the Enchantress, of course, not other than Lady Flavor. You know, but the question, the topic of this week has been, how do you deal with stress? Now, Lady Flavor, she sits on the computer and zones out. Now, have y'all ever done that? I know I've done that. You know what? Okay, Poetic Show. Poetic Show, I apologize. You know, yeah, that sounds good. I would love to come on your show next show. You know, I'll give you my number, my contact information. And thanks. You know what? Now I got to tell you this. Lady Flavor hooked me up with my flyer. Okay? Look, I'm ordering your Black Passion Tea. Because I am calling, because I am coming to you live from Starbucks. I should go ahead and get a tea right now. I'm sitting right beside me in a seat. And I hope it'll rain cold so you can fly over here to actually get some. But I'm going to order me I normally get the Frappuccino from Starbucks. But I'm going to actually get the blended lemonade with passion tea. How about that? And Enchantress, I want to know how y'all deal with stress, okay? Lady Flavor sits on the computer and zones out. The Enchantress, she usually writes when she's stressed. Now, Poetic Show, Poetic. I'm the PF. PF is PF. No, I don't know. I don't think that sounds good. Like, I'll just say it's so. Okay. Okay, she writes, designs, picks, websites, anything creative when she deals with stress. And she sings. But let me tell y'all what I do. I write. Sometimes I might worry a little bit. I love to sing. But then I love to eat, y'all. I love to eat. But I've recently put on some pounds. So I hope to still be recognizable. I still hope to look as recognizable when you see me in person. Yeah. But I'm working on that. You know what? Enchantress, she's telling the truth. She told me this. She says that she writes when she's stressed. But it doesn't always work. And I know, and I got to say this, I touched on it a little bit earlier. Sometimes, you know, when I'm still under stress, I try to pray. But to be honest, this morning, it was not working. It was not working. I didn't want to pray. I didn't feel like I could pray. I just did not feel it at all. But I've had this word say, okay, Lord, you know what? God's going to do what he's going to do, y'all. You know, if there's something he wants to do in your life, he's going to do it. Then you can fight him and fight him and fight him so you can't fight any longer. But guess who's going to win? In the end, who is going to win? Who's going to win? I know it's not going to be me. God's going to be the one who's going to win. But, you know, I have to say this, guys, you know, here on Blog Talk, we need each other. We need each other. And you know, I need you just like you need me. You know, and I appreciate all y'all who said I'm sending me love and, you know, just pray for a brother. Pray for a brother. Will y'all? Y'all do it for me? Just pray for me. You know, sometimes we do like this song. This is what Kirk Franklin said. He made a declaration. And this is it.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my lines.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's get it.
Go ahead and get out of my system. I'm a hurt now. Soon I gotta get.
Can you hear me? Coming to you once, coming to you twice. Can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. I'm trying to do this thing and come correct. If you can hear me, just say amen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, you guys can hear me. Now I'm going to tell you what I was trying to do. I was trying to do it with the enchantress on there. First of all, don't forget to check out Poetic Soul on blogtalkradio.com/Poetic, P-O-E-T-H-I-C, Soul. And that's you on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm just up here looking at this video with the enchantress. You guys have to check this video out. You know, and she's doing her thing. The enchantress promo video. I'm seeing all these different videos. So check out the enchantress as well. MySpace.com/. I'm trying to get up there and see it. The screen keeps on going. I'm trying to get even copy today. And I'm trying to read it. Okay, go to enchantingwriter.com. Enchantingwriter.com. Okay, thank you for the show for helping your brother out. go to www.poeticsoul.com. Poeticsoul.com. All right? So, guys, don't forget to check out Lady Flavor. Lady Flavor, she's on my top friends, y'all, on myspace.com/ the Heart of Love Radio Show. Now, so she's definitely doing her thing. Oh, the attention is www.myspace.com/ one naughty girl. One, number one, NAWTIGURL. Naughty, yeah. So, but naughty girl. One naughty girl. Well, we're going to pray for that naughty girl, all right? All right, guys, but, you know, just keep everything on a up and up. You know, how you deal with stress is, you know, whichever way you feel it, deal with it. Sometimes if we have bad coping mechanisms, I hope that you guys will think about how you deal with stress. If it's a bad coping mechanism, again, when you're faced with that similar situation, again, try to do something different, something positive. Try better. Try running. You know, someone said hush. The trash is just told me to hush. So as the show is laughing. Okay, you know what? Listen, I apologize. Please forgive me. I hope you can get into that wisecrack that I was saying earlier. I'm just having a little fun tonight. I'm calling live from Starbucks, and you know what happens if you have a frappuccino or something like that, it kind of takes your sugar level off the charts, all right? So don't blame it on me, all right? But you know what? They should try to be funny. He wasn't right for the spell of W-R-I-G-H-T. You know what? Hey, guys, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in to Heart of Love Radio Show, and I just encourage you that whatever coping mechanism that you use to deal with stress, if it's not something as positive or something that's going to have a good effect like overeating and gaining 10, 15, 20 pounds, then try something different. If you're going to eat a lot, get some carrots. Get something healthy. Don't run straight to the sugar. Give you the highs and then gives you a low. But whichever way it is you deal with stress, let's try to change the way you deal with it if it's not positive. But I do want to hear from y'all. It's going to be our conversation on Thursday from 6 to 7. How do you deal with stress? Because I really want to know how you deal with stress. You know, that's just interesting, you know. You know, but I want to end this program today with a song from my CD is entitled Consecrated for You. God bless you, and I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Is my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a heart. my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Is my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.